You're listening to SBS News.
The COVID-19 pandemic has impacted people across Australia, but culturally and linguistically diverse communities have been hit particularly hard. The chairwoman of the Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia, Mary Patsos, says that's partly because many people in these communities work in high-risk industries.
They are key workers. So they were the ones that were driving the trucks, working in aged care, working in hospitality, working in the healthcare sector. So they became exposed.
Analysis of COVID-19 death data by the Australian Bureau of Statistics has revealed just how exposed they've been during the pandemic. People born overseas were almost three times more likely to die of the virus than those born in Australia. Those born in the Middle East had the highest death rate, followed by those born in southeastern Europe. People born in the United Kingdom and Ireland had similar death rates to those born in Australia. While multicultural groups say there's plenty of information about COVID-19 out now in language, Ms. Patsos says not enough was done early on to convey the importance of getting vaccinated and the risks the virus presented to different communities.
Certainly, we needed to have language and cultural specific campaigns that went out at the very front end. There was some catch up, but sometimes, well, what's evident is that the catch up was not good enough, and we ended up with high mortality rates when we shouldn't have had those.
The nation's chief medical officer, Professor Paul Kelly, told a Senate estimates hearing the figures reflect where the pandemic hit the hardest.
We know all along there have been particular issues in culturally and linguistically diverse communities. If you'd cast your mind back to the Delta outbreak in Sydney last year, southwest Sydney was very much the epicentre of that.
The head of the federal government's culturally and linguistically diverse COVID-19 advisory task force, Dr. Lucas Dutocca, says there's been constant engagement with these communities.
We've done a lot of targeted specific work with those communities and have shown actually incredible leadership in self-organising and working with both levels of government to manage cases but also improve vaccination rates.
The opposition's Multicultural Affairs Minister Andrew Giles says more should have been done earlier.
I knew the numbers had been bad. We'd got terrible figures back in October. But the fact that this is getting worse is appalling and frankly unacceptable. And it's also an indictment on the Morrison government because time and time again they've failed to listen to multicultural communities, including their own COVID-called health advisory group.
Senate estimates also heard in language videos will be released in coming weeks on rapid antigen tests. Gloria Kleisch, SBS News.